Good evening, everyone. I'm preparing this devotional on Thursday evening for Friday morning. It's about 10:30 here in the evening. The reason I'm doing it this evening is I promised my son I would take him out for a breakfast burrito in the morning because he helped me. He worked real hard today. We've been mowing quite a bit, and he's been helping mowing, and also one of our window air conditioners went out, and so I had to go get a window air conditioner, take the old one out, and put the other one in today, and Mark helped me with that, and so this is kind of, so if you hear Mark snoring in the background, he's pretty well crashed, and I told him I would take him out for a breakfast burrito in the morning. So I've been thinking a lot about the Mennonites, the current Mennonites, not the old Mennonites from the past, but those that currently are out there. They have become total Arminian in their proclamation that God has a plan for everyone's life for salvation. And this is not what Christ taught. Christ did not teach that God has a plan for everyone's life for salvation. Christ taught that he came to save his people from their sins, not every man without exception. And he also taught that all that the Father has given him will come to him. Well, we have to stick with the Bible and not go with man's changing the Word of God to something other than what Christ and the apostles taught. You know, and so there's a lot of good songs that the Mennonites sing. I love a cappella music, and I love the harmony, the four-part harmony. And I love to hear them sing, but there's so many of their songs. They talk about God having a plan for your life and how God loves you, and all you have to do is call out to him, and your salvation rests in your decision and your choosing him and all of this. Now, they talk about being born again, some of them. I will say that. They do talk about being born again. But at the same time, they set forth the lie that all men have the possibility to be born again. And the only thing that's precluding them being born again is that they must believe. And so they make man's will, because first of all, if a person is dead in their trespasses and sin, they can't do anything. And Christ tells us in John 6 that they must be drawn of God. They must be drawn by the Holy Spirit. And so, now, for God's elect, we are in a very unique position, because God has seen fit to shower grace upon his people. And we're told in Ephesians that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And I've experienced that over the years. I'm very undeserving of his grace. I've faltered and failed him many times. But he is always faithful. And he never gives up on his adopted children. There's a song in the old school hymnal that says, "His eye is on the sparrow." We all have heard it. But it says, "Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear. And resting on His goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. By the path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw me closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow. I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Is that your testimony this morning? I hope it is. You know, I have gotten some correspondence from some people that are very discouraged, very downhearted, and you know, I'm glad that we can have a peace in the midst of the storm, and we don't have to worry about the storm, because God is over the storm. You know. And so, there's a song in the old school hymnal. It's called, "From Every Stormy Wind Blows." From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm, a sure retreat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads, a place of all on earth most sweet. It is the blood-bought mercy seat. It is the blood-bought mercy seat. There is a place where spirits blend, where friends hold fellowship with friends. Though sundered far by faith, they meet around one common mercy seat. Around one common mercy seat. Oh, whither could we flee for aid when tempted, desolate, dismayed? Though sundered far by faith, they meet around one common mercy seat. Around one common mercy seat. There on eagle's wings we soar, and sin and guilt seem there no more. In heaven comes down our soul to greet, and glory crowns the mercy seat, and glory crowns the mercy seat. Oh, let my hand forget her skill, my tongue be silent, cold, and still, this bounding heart forget to beat, if I forget the mercy seat, if I forget the mercy seat. Well, that should be our story today. Our peace and joy comes from knowing God has shown us grace and mercy. May God be with you today is my prayer.